Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopichan Bala Bhagiri Vadhari Jana Bala Bhagiri Vadhari Jasor Nandana Braja Jan Ranjana Jasor Nandana Braja Jan Ranjana Yamuna Siravanachari Yamuna Siravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Padi Vajakacharya Asatara Satashi Shriman, His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Padi Vajakacharya Asatara Satashi Shriman, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sri Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Sri Gadadhar. Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundar Gopa Gopinath. Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Swami ki jai, Jamuna Mai ki jai, Ganga Mai ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Srimati Tulsi Maharani ki jai, Samaveda, Bhakti Vrinda ki jai, Gopremanandi, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, glories to Srila Prabhupada, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhaktivedanta Sanyati Namana Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Sunyavadi Paschata Desitarani Hare Krishna, reading today from the first canto, chapter 19, Appearance of Sukadeva Goswami, on text number 36. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Rujirayat Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttamash loke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should first offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and Srila Prabhupada, the translator and commentator, by regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam, and by rendering service unto the pure devotees. All that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed in loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Bhagavatam ki jai. So this chapter is called The Appearance of Sukadeva Goswami, as you're all very well aware of, because you are all regular attendants in the classes. And Maharaj Parikit is, Maharaj Parikit is speaking this verse to Sukadeva Goswami, who has appeared on the scene. Text 36. Anyata te vyakta gatir. Anyata te vyakta gatir. Darshanam na katam rinam. Darshanam na katam rinam. Nitaram mriyamananam. Nitaram mriyamananam. Samsidhasya vaniyasa. Samsidhasya vaniyasa. Anyata te vyakta gatir. Darshanam nakatam rinam. Nitaram riyamananam. Samsidhasya vaniyasa. Anyata te vyata gatir. Darshanam na katam rinam. Nitaram riyamananam. Samsidhasya vaniyasa. Darshanam na nitaram riyamananam. Samsidhasya vaniyasa. Anyata te vyakta gatir. Janam na katam rinam. Nitaram riyamananam. Samsidhasya vaniyasaha. Anyata te vyakta gatir. Darshanam na katam rinam. Nitaram riyamananam. Samsidhasya vaniyasaha. Anyata te vyakta gatir. Darshanam na katam rinam. Nitaram riyamananam. Samsidhasya vaniyasa. Anyata te vyakta gatir. Darshanam na katam rinam. Nitaram riyamananam. Samsidhasya vaniyasa. Anyata te vyakta gatir. Darshanam nakatam rinam. Nitaram riyamananam. Samsidhasya vaniyasa anyata otherwise te your avyakta gate of one whose movements are invisible. Darshanam, meeting, naha, for us, katam, how, nrinam, of the people, nitaram, specifically, mriyamananam, of those who are about to die, samsidhasya, of one who is all perfect. Vaniyasa. Voluntary appearance. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, without being inspired by Lord Krishna, how is it that you have voluntarily appeared here, though you are moving incognito to the common man and are not visible to us who are on the verge of death? I'm just going to read the verse before so you'll understand why he's saying otherwise, or you'll remember. So the verse before, Maharaj Pariksit said to Sukadev Goswami, Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is very dear to the sons of King Pandu, has accepted me as one of those relatives just to please his great cousins and brothers. And today's verse, otherwise, without being inspired by Lord Krishna, how is it that you have voluntarily appeared here, though you are moving incognito to the common man and are not visible to us who are on the verge of death? Omaginata mirandasya jananjana sarakaya chaksu unmilitam jena tasmai shri gurvena maha. So I'll read the purport all the way through, and then I'll go back and do it by sentence, Hare Krishna. Purport. The great sage Sukadeva Goswami was certainly inspired by Lord Krishna to appear voluntarily before Maharaj Pariksit, the great devotee of the Lord, just to give him the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. One can achieve the nucleus of devotional service of the Lord by the mercy of the spiritual master and the personality of Godhead. The spiritual master is the manifested representative of the Lord to help one achieve ultimate success. One who is not authorized by the Lord cannot become a spiritual master. Srila Sukadeva Goswami is an authorized spiritual master, and thus he was inspired by the Lord to appear before Maharaj Pariksit and instruct him on the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. One can achieve the ultimate success of going back to Godhead if he is favored by the Lord's sending his true representative. As soon as a true representative of the Lord is met by a devotee of the Lord, the devotee is assured a guarantee for going back to Godhead just after leaving the present body. I'm going to read it again because it definitely deserves repetition because it gladdens the heart, doesn't it? As soon as a true representative of the Lord is met by a devotee of the devotee is assured a guarantee for going back to Godhead just after leaving the present body. Hari Bol, Jai Srila Prabhupada. This, however, here's the fine print, depends on the sincerity of the devotee himself. The Lord is seated in the heart of all living beings, and thus he knows very well the movements of all individual persons. As soon as the Lord finds that a particular soul is very eager to go back to Godhead, the Lord at once sends his bona fide representative. The sincere devotee is thus assured by the Lord of going back to Godhead. And here's another very important sentence, so perk up your ears. The conclusion is that to get the assistance and help of a bona fide spiritual master means to receive the direct help of the Lord himself. And if that doesn't make your hair stand on end, I don't know what would. I'm going to read it again. The conclusion is that to get the assistance and help of a bona fide spiritual master means to receive the direct help of the Lord himself. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So this very nice verse and purport is a culmination, so to speak, of this chapter and of this volume of Srimad Bhagavatam. Not the ultimate, there's just a few more verses left to the end of this chapter, but it's one very important culminating point, especially in the sojourn of Maharaj Parikit through his trials and life and service to the Lord. So as we are very well familiar with the situation of Maharaj Parikit being cursed to die within 7 days for an offense that he committed, but a relatively small offense, yet he was cursed to die. Yet how did he receive that news? That's one of the major lessons for us in this chapter and in this text and in this whole volume, how he received the news. He received the news with full faith and without doubting that this is being arranged by the Supreme Lord. Going to the purport again, the very first sentence, the great sage Sukadev Goswami, Sukadev, was certainly inspired by Lord Krishna to appear voluntarily before Maharaj Parikit, the great devotee, just to give him the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. One can achieve the nucleus. Usually Srila Prabhupada says the seed, but in this place he's saying the nucleus of devotional service of the Lord by the mercy of the spiritual master and the personality of Godhead. So Maharaj Parikit, after having received the notice of his imminent death, decides that this is the mercy of the Lord to disentangle me from a situation that had I had to disentangle myself step by step, little by little, or stage by stage, would have taken a tremendous endeavor, a tremendous determined endeavor, and perhaps a long time. Of course, in ancient society, in Vedic culture, the whole focus of the varna and ashram system, the different stages of life that one goes through, one is repeatedly reminded that we're traveling through. We're traveling through. We're in this body, and we're traveling through this life. And there's a purpose in life. And now that we've come to the human form of life, to utilize the ability to analyze and question, find out why we're here, what's the purpose of life, what's the goal of life, how am I going to achieve it. And the Varnashram Dharma system presenting a step, a regulated process, step-by-step process, how one can progress. So through various stages of life, student life, married life, a life of where one again brings focus back into their spiritual focus back into their life and separates from the entanglement of householder life to a retired life that's completely devoted to spiritual realization. But that's the whole focus of, as I was saying, the Varnashram system. So Maharaj Parikit was well trained in that. It wasn't something new to him that he just all of a sudden decided, oh, okay, now I'm not. But he had been hearing from his childhood. He had been hearing, he had been seeing, even in the womb of his mother, he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore was always inquiring, where is he? Who is that person? How to achieve that person? How to achieve his favor? And being, as referred to in the previous verse, having been born in a situation very conducive to spiritual advancement, in a very great family, full of very great devotees of the Lord, what to speak of an opulent situation with bodily strength and beauty and a good education. All of those four principles that make material life a tad more comfortable. But the wise person will take that situation and not remain comfortable here or try. Yeah, they might try to, but they understand that there's no comfortable situation in the material world. Try as I might, there's no comfortable situation. And you could use this Maharaj Parikshit's whole circumstance as a good example of that. He had all of the previously mentioned qualities of a high birth. And he was pious and devoted and righteous, etc., etc. And he was cursed to die at a relatively young age, you know. And took that notification of the curse with great enthusiasm, without any resentment at all, without any doubts in the protection of the Lord, without any regrets, took it to take full shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the pretext of the situation where he appeared not to know what to do was simply by the divine arrangement of the Supreme Lord. Also, that's another point that Parikshit is making in the verse, and Prabhupada is emphasizing that everything's happening by the divine arrangement of the Lord. Everything. The good things that are happening to us are by the divine arrangement of the Lord. And all those irritating things and difficult situations and trying situations and tests and health challenges, etc., 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 they're all happening by the divine arrangement of the Lord. And that's what it means to be a theist. That's the essence, to understand. To believe in God is, yeah, I believe in God, I believe this, but to actually understand his potency and his kind will and his kind hand in our life through the difficult circumstances as well as the things that bring us some pleasure, that's the real test of our faith. And that's what we want to cultivate, nurture, and strengthen through our sojourn, especially in Krishna consciousness, in our sojourn, in our opportunity in this human form of life. And the opportunity to meet up with a bona fide spiritual master, come in contact, and even in many of our circumstances, perhaps it wasn't that we came in direct contact with Srila Prabhupada, but we came in contact with those who had been in contact with those who had been in contact and somehow or other received information about Krishna from him. And that is such a rare opportunity, such a valuable opportunity, as Srila Prabhupada is saying here in the purport. It's such a valuable opportunity as the opportunity to change the whole course of our sojourn through material world. And what was the sentence that Srila Prabhupada said? What's the result of coming in contact with a bona fide teacher, representative of the Supreme Lord? What was the guarantee that we get?
This lifetime.
You get the guarantee. I mean, that's pretty strong. It said you could say, perhaps you'll have an opportunity, or maybe if you take, you know what I mean. But to get a guarantee by coming in contact with the bona fide representative of the Lord and his subsequent representatives, a guarantee to go back to Godhead at the end of this life, that is such a, initially heartwarming, but it's amazing. It's an amazing guarantee. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, one can achieve the ultimate success of going back to Godhead if he is favored by the Lord sending his true representative. That's the thing. And that's what Parikshit is noting in this verse and circumstance. He's noting that the fact that Sukadev Goswami came to that bank of the Ganges where Maharaj Parikshit had retired and taken his vow that he was going to fast till death. And the fact that Sukadev Goswami came there without prior arrangement, without prior communication, without this, without any, what you would initially think all the necessities that would have to happen so that it would happen at meeting, but by the will of the Supreme Lord, who's where? Where is he? He's situated in the heart. 14th chapter, Bhagavad Gita. Upadrascha anumantascha, the super soul, the param atma. The atma, there are two atmas within each body. The jiva atma, the individual soul, and the param atma, the super soul. And that super soul may appear to be, it may appear, well, if there's 20 or so people in the room, or whatever, right here now, it might appear, well, then there's 20 super souls in the room. Well, it might appear that he's divided, but he's never divided. It's one super soul manifested in all the hearts. So, of course he's connected, one person with another. The bodily encagement doesn't stop the connection of the super soul between, you know, he's got his hands and legs everywhere, and he sees and hears everything. So that's what also Srila Prabhupada mentioned in his purport, how the super soul, as soon as he hears that the individual jiva, soul, praying and desiring to get to know him or to understand him, he sends a bona fide representative as soon as he hears. And that's one of the amazing benefits of hearing the devotees' stories, how I came to Krishna consciousness. In the far distant past, we used to have, you know, I don't know, a series of meetings in the temple room sometimes in the evening, you know, once a week or something, how I came to Krishna consciousness. And different devotees would speak how they came. It's totally amazing. It's totally amazing how people come and what triggers them to turn this way and go down this street or whatever. You know, story after story, amazing story of how people and our peers have come. You know, I mean, it's one thing to read about how Maharaj Parikshit, oh yes, he's the son, he's the grandson of the Pandavas, so of course Krishna's making divine arrangements, but perhaps he's not going to do that for me because I'm just an ordinary, you know, fallen Malecha, lower than Malecha, contaminated person. But he is, because he sees within the heart that jiva, that's his jiva, he sees his jiva in the heart of all the living entities, and he understands their whole sojourn, their whole suffering, their whole misconception and misidentification. And as a loving parent who sees their child, just like we have our little grandparent father around here taking care of his grandson lately, and so he lets him crawl a certain amount of space, and then when he comes up, he somehow or other is very attracted to the microphone stand, and so when he lets him crawl up to the microphone stand, then he comes and gradually pulls him away from the wire. So similarly, when the parent sees their child getting involved in things that are ultimately just going to give him pain, it's so painful to the parent. You know, if the child is so foolish, he doesn't know that if I stick my hand through that little grate, that thing that's going round and round really fast is going to chop my little fingers off as soon as I stick my hand through that the grate of the fan. You know, he might not understand that the parent knows really well, no, you're just going to suffer. So he pulls him back. He might even slap his hand. And does the child appreciate that little slap? Not usually. And he expresses himself in a vociferous manner. But however, it's love. Wow. It's love. That was a love slap. Let me give you a love slap, you brat. You know. But I mean, it's love. It's protection. So similarly, what does that mean? What is that? That means that all the difficulties that I'm going through, these different trials and tribulations, this, that, so many things,
That's Krishna's divine arrangement to bring the conditioned soul. Don't go that way. Go this way. Come to the light. You know, don't do that. That is not going to bring you the happiness that you're looking for. But coming, you know, this way will. And so he's making that arrangement. And for one who even just simply, it might be an innocent hankering to know what the purpose of life is. It might be a casual, fleeting thought. Still, when those thoughts and desires are there within the heart of the individual living entity, the Paramatma who's right next to it hears that and facilitates that. And that's an amazing fact. That's an amazing fact. And it's up to us to practice to see and remember that. It's easy to remember when all things are going well, no? Things are going well, everything's taken care of more or less, there's not so much difficulty in my life, but somehow or other then the dials change, the suffering dial turns up and the pleasure dial turns down, even just a couple of notches, and life is a lot more challenging, etc., etc. To remember even that has a purpose. Even that is part of the loving concern of the Lord for the living entity. And to bring him closer, bring him or them or her or whomever closer to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, where there will be, and the only place that there will be, ultimate happiness and ultimate shelter. Every other shelter that we try to grab onto, getting a better job, a more secure this, a more that, a better insurance policy, or whatever the situation is, to secure our position in the material world, ultimately isn't going to work. It might appear that it works for some time. You know, it might appear that, oh, I just had a car crash, but my insurance covered it. Phew, that was good. Of course, I paid $40,000 in insurance up until this particular point. The car crash was only $20,000. But anyway, aside from that minor detail, I feel like I feel like it was a good investment to shell. Okay, Hare Krishna. Okay, so in the purport. So Srila Prabhupada gives us two sentences that particularly struck out to me in one of his. As soon as the true representative of the Lord is met by a devotee of the Lord, the devotee is assured a guarantee of going back to Godhead just after leaving the present body. And then he gives how it's not just a one-way street. It's not just Krishna's duty to pull us back to Godhead. It's also our duty to turn and go and make endeavor to go back to Godhead, because Prabhupada continues. This, however, depends on the sincerity of the devotee himself. So we also have to make our endeavor. And as we're familiar with that story of the Damodar Leela, Mother Yasoda making her endeavor to bind Krishna's waist with a rope. She already had dressed them in the morning. She had just not just a few hours before, she had put a little rope around his waist. She had done it already, and she's done it many times. But this time, when he didn't want to be bound just yet, she couldn't get that rope, no matter how much she increased it, to go around his waist, and made her endeavor and didn't give up. She very determined endeavor, even though she was encouraged, just forget it, don't, by the other gopis, just the elderly gopis, don't, he's obviously playing tricks on you, just don't try to bind him. But she was determined, no, bring me your rope, no, bring me your rope, no, bring me your rope too. And then Krishna allowed himself to be bound. So we make our, it's not that obviously, by our endeavor alone, we're going to make leaps and bounds of spiritual advancement. But we need to manifest that. And Prabhupada said steadiness. He said steadiness in devotional service is a very important point. So we have to be steady in our endeavor, and by that steady endeavor, that's our means, our manner of showing the Lord, yes, I'm in this. Yes, count me in. I'm in through thick and thin, thick and thin. Or as Lord Chaitanya said, that's more adequate. You know, if you even if you handle me roughly when you embrace me, or go the opposite extreme, even if it doesn't seem like you ever come before me, still you're my worshipable Lord, unconditionally, forever and ever. You're my worshipable Lord. And when Krishna sees that type of determination in his aspiring devotee, then he's very willing and very eager and to give the assistance that's needed. So I'm going to stop there. If you want to have any discussion or anything, that's fine. And if not, Hadibo. Or any questions? Okay. Can you remember what the verse was about? What was the verse? That was in the purport. But the verse itself was Maharaj Parikit saying to Sukadeva Goswami, it's amazing that you've come here. How could you have come here? By the otherwise, here's the verse. Otherwise, without being inspired by Lord Krishna, how is it that you have voluntarily appeared here, though you are moving incognito to the common... That's how Amala Bhakti says it. Incognito to the common man, and are not visible to us who are on the verge of death. So who's not on the verge of death? It's true, isn't it? So the message is for ourselves, in other words. Yes, we're all on the verge of death, and it might happen today, it might happen in a few minutes, it might happen tomorrow, it might happen in a few years. But the verge of death means it's coming, so let us be prepared. Sri Devi, nice to see you again. We said that, but I wanted to say it again. Hare Krishna. So I guess you get to speak up. Okay, sorry.
Thank you. If you could share a little bit about, you know, how to have faith that it's Krishna's hand when it's, you know, difficult or when you have to do something
that pinches,
unexpected. You know, yeah. And then, you know, how do you maintain that faith?
Through experience is my part of the answer, a major part of the answer. Especially sometimes looking forward, it's not always so easy to see that this is Krishna's hand. Look back. Look back in your life and the different situations that might have arisen in your life or in other people's lives sometimes too. It's somehow, whatever. But look back and see, oh, when I broke my leg right before the performance, let's just say, you know, that I was supposed to dance at, let's just say, and I was so depressed and this and that, and then I heard XYZ, or I got a BTG, and then because my leg was broken, I had the time to read it, and therefore it changed my whole life, and therefore now I can see that was the hand of the Lord. So even in one incident in your life, if you can see that clearly, or more clearly than others, take it as a little jewel of realization and put it in your pocket, in your memory pocket. And then pray for the ability to see it again. Because that's the thing. Krishna's there. He's the supreme person. He's a person. He's hearing the prayers and desires of his aspiring devotees. And therefore, so maybe there's one or two incidences that we can, by hindsight, looking back, seeing, oh, because that happened, and it was very painful while I was going through it, but then I prayed for to the Lord that please help, please let this situation bring me closer to you, then I could feel that reciprocation. And that builds up the faith, that gives you experience. Yes, the Lord is taking care of me. So, and then build on that like that. So that's my suggestion. Hey, Mavati Prabhu. one minute. Stuck in my mask. So I have a hard time to make a balance in between we are allowed to be happy and enjoy Krishna consciousness because I have this gluttus, that we are not the enjoyer, that is, Krishna is supposed to be the enjoyer. So it always is some kind of conflict in my mind.
Well, try to remember, put all the little different points of the puzzle, the philosophical puzzle pieces together that we've heard. So, yes, you're correct. We are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. And yes, the Supreme Lord is the supreme enjoyer. But by his enjoyment, that makes us happy. That's our constitutional position, Sat Chit Ananda. We have not unlimited Sat, not unlimited knowledge, not unlimited eternity, knowledge, and bliss, but we have a little spark of that. So that's our position is that we're happy. But happy how? Because we're serving the Lord. Happy how? Because we're connected. The hand is connected. So my hand feels, especially this one, feels really happy that it's connected to the arm, you know, and that's, it's supposed to, you know, that means everything's okay so far today, you know, and so, but when that hand thinks, well, I'm going to do my own thing, it's a, you know, that example, then there's less happiness there. So that is our position. Our position is to be happy. And when we're not happy, we should analyze what is it that I'm misunderstanding, you know, how to connect to the Supreme Lord so that I can be happy through any situation.
I can give you an example that struck me when a devotee gave me a complete different version of the same situation. I was just reading books, and I don't know all the devotees in the community for sure, because there are so many. And I came to these two young, you know, not teenagers, but in their 20s. And I started, you know, preaching to them.
Hold the mic a little bit further, not closer, because it's got an echo. A little, there, go ahead.
So I started preaching to them, and they give this very, you know, intelligent challenges in my preaching and all that. And finally, I talked with them a long time. And finally I said, oh, well, just chant this Maha Mantra and you'll be happy. So I ended up like that, and I came back to the booth, you know, where we were distributing books, and the devotees were all laughing because it was devotees who were challenging me. And I got so angry because I thought, well, all the time they were making fun of me, I could have gone to somebody else who needed the knowledge. Why did they do that? And afterwards, a devotee came to me, and I told her my story. And she said, why don't you let Krishna have fun a little bit? And then I saw the situation in a complete different way.
Yeah. Jai, thanks. Thanks for that. Pundarik also had something, so we can... But anyway, you can go wherever you want to go. Madhumati, Pundarik. Pundarik's had his hand up before Madhumati, so that one. Pundarik Prabhu, and then Madhumati Prabhu, Devi Dasi. Thanks.
The word was their sincerity. No, that was the condition for the guarantee. No,
Say,
what is that? What is that sincerity?
What is that sincerity? That's a great question. And don't, even before I go directly to the answer, don't forget that sincerity is also something that can be grown. You know what I mean? We can be increased, meaning. It's not that you have to have a certain amount of sincerity to start, you know, like, whatever. We have a little faith here and it grows. So, what does the sincerity mean? The sincerity means, that's a great question. You have any thoughts on it? Also, I bet you have. Can you give him the mic back, please?
And just let, because I just need a minute or two. I just need a minute or two to think. So if you could fill in a few things. Okay. Anybody have any thoughts on that? What does that sincerity mean, or how? What does it look like?
You mentioned that.
Did I? Can you remind me what I said?
You said about.
No, wait. Madhu, and then we'll go back to him. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
You can just repeat.
I could, but I'm not gonna now.
You mentioned about chanting and fixed number. Sincerity, like you were talking about. You mentioned that in your class.
That's our. We take our vows and we fulfill them, no matter what the circumstances of the day or mind or body are. We do our best to do that. Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you. And Prabhu, our Chicago. Sorry, I'm only with Chicago Prabhu. Did you have another? Nah. This boy, he needs a lot of exercise. He looks way overweight.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
There's something that helped me, because I also lack sincerity, so I always ask how to be sincere. And one of the things that was said to me, which really helped me, is that you have to be truthful with yourself. Be honest with yourself. And when you're honest with yourself, you'll figure out how to be more sincere. So in the terminology that I always use, and I do it myself, is I look in a mirror and I go, okay, try to look inside my heart or look inside yourself. And one of the ways to do that is when you actually look at yourself, sooner or later, Krishna will let you know whether you're sincere or not. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's something that helps me.
Thank you. Thank you. And by you saying that, I remembered one saying or whatever, an excerpt from Vaisheshika Prabhu's, one of his many millions of classes, when he talks about he has a particular habit of liking to look up the etymological significance of the word and the dictionary meaning of the word. So he's sincere. Sincere is a, sorry, I don't know the details. It's a Latin word or whatever. Sincere. And it had to do, it originally was used a lot in Italy in relation to marble. Sincere. It didn't have any lines in it. It didn't have any flaws in it. And therefore, it was sin without flaws, or without. So, and then taking it to the English meaning of today, or our meaning today, it meant that without other motivations, And I appreciate that. Yeah, and that's a question. Sincerity is a question of purification. Also, there's a certain degree of sincerity to start the process. And then as Prabhu was saying, as we take to the process and we realize, oh, I do have many motivations, but gradually Krishna purifies my heart of those motivations by knowledge, by service, and all of those things, engaging in devotional service, taking vows and following those vows, etc., purifying the heart. They build onto themselves to help us continue on in the process. Madhu, do you have some other point? Thank you.
Well, that wasn't a point.
Okay, whatever.
It was on the same point about what you had mentioned, and it just made me think about. It helped me to realize an aspect of your mentioning about commitment. It helped me to understand the importance of making that or keeping that commitment that we take during our chanting, during our initiation. It reminded me of Vaninath, Gopinath Patanayaka's pastime.
Mm.
And during that time, when Gopinath was on the Changa, then
They had also arrested Vaninath and his family, it described. And Lord Chaitanya asked one of the messengers, what was Vaninath doing? And the messenger said that Vaninath was chanting Hare Krishna. But the point he mentioned there, that Vaninath was not just chanting Hare Krishna, he was counting the names on his hand, and then after he would chant 1,000, he made a mark on his body. It just helped me understand the importance of the commitment that you mentioned to show our love for Krishna. Mm. He was in such a difficult situation. You're talking about difficulty in remembering Krishna. So anyway, I thought about that pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita that exemplifies something like that.
One could easily say in a circumstance like that, it didn't matter how many Hare Krishnas he chanted, but he wanted to make sure he got all the number in, so therefore he was making the mark.
That was the amazing part. Yeah. Your comment helped me realize the importance of that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that comment reminds me of the description of Raghunath Goswami, how his vows and commitments were like lines on a stone, not easily erased. And so that's our thought of the day. The thought of the day is how we're so fortunate to have come in contact with the bona fide spiritual master, and that guarantees us that we're able to go back to Godhead at the end of this life, and that if we hone up or purify our sincere attempt, there'll be no impediments on the path. So may there be no impediments on your path of devotional progress throughout the day and the rest of your life. Hari Bol, back home, back to Godhead, ki jai. Srila Prabhupada, ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam, ki jai. Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.